Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Spence Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting 8th. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Harris reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mannion for a passed ball. Harris scores. Haas moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Hale steals second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynish moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Maynish moves to third. one out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up Gulick. Manish tags and scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into center field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Mannion moves to third. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Rip Collins. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mannion scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Harris moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 3 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. McNair moves to second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. McNair moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Kimsey reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kimsey scores. Blue moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. George Earnshaw now pitching. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Maynish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.